Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio Show. My guest for this morning is Maubel Katz. She is an internationally acclaimed World Peace Ambassador and is recognized as a leading authority on Ho'oponopono, the ancient Hawaiian art and practice of problem solving for achieving happiness and peace. In addition to conducting workshops worldwide, Maubel brings her unique brand of awareness to prison inmates, special needs children, and dozens of corporations seeking to achieve peak performance through deeper self-awareness. Her books have been translated into more than 20 languages. Maubel and I will be having a conversation about her remarkable life's journey and her latest book, Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. Good morning, Maubel. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, Johnny. Great to be with you and your audience today. Thank you for the invite.
Wonderful. It is a pleasure to have you on the air with me. Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance is an extremely insightful book, beautifully written, and it is an easy read, and it truly connects at the soul level. So congratulations on this release.
Thank you so much. It's my first number one bestseller in Amazon because I have some
fantastic
other books. You know, but this one is the first one that makes it number one. Thank you.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Wonderful. Let us start by getting to know you a little bit better. Please give us a quick walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment. And I'd like to remind you, we do have a whole hour.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's enough, but I'll try. Okay. So so I was born in Argentina. I immigrated to United States in 1983, so 37 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I woke up here. I was a CPA and licensed in business administration. I have 2 university degrees in Argentina. And here I specialize in taxes. And one day I woke up. I was a person that looked for happiness in the material things, in the check box. You know, the titles, the houses, the brand new cars, the husband, the kids. And I had it all. You know, I check. But I didn't check the happiness box. my profession was something that always worked. I worked since I was very young back in Argentina, and I was very successful always, and I was very successful here in U.S. So I was not planning to change careers, but because I started believing, I started letting go and trusting. I started practicing, you know, what I started teaching. I actually allow, you know, the universe to show me my path. Yes, I kind of stumble with my passion, with my purpose, my mission in life, because actually that was not in my inbox by any chance, because my profession was it is a very stable one, and you always have work wherever you go in the world. You will have work as an accountant, so that was very stable. I was making good money. I was already working part time, so there wasn't any reasons to really let go of my career. But but again, I started letting go and trusting and allowing the universe, God, to guide me. So this is where I am right now.
Very, very interesting. In introspection, when did pivotal moments occur in your life's journey? I know you mentioned that you weren't happy and so forth, but I'm sure it just didn't happen like overnight. But there were little triggers in your life to kind of like push you in the right direction, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was a child, because you asked me about, I think that when I was a child, I was a believer. And I, there was something inside of me that knew that I could get anything I wanted. You know, that was kind of my thing. And then I married somebody that he was very intellectual. I'm very much working for the future, you know, because in the future, for sure, something bad is going to happen. So you have to save for the rainy days.
Right.
And that wasn't the way I used to think, but I also had low self-esteem. So I kind of went into, oh, I might be wrong, you know, and this is the way, you know, you should think that maybe you shouldn't connect with your emotions that much. You have to be more intellectual, you know, and more reasonable. So I changed a lot. And when I went back, you know, to finding myself, to reconnecting with myself, even, you know, people used to call me Mabel here. And I kind of went with it, you know. My ex-husband would call me Mabel too. So I went with Mabel. And when I started my spiritual journey, actually one day I said, wait a minute. I remember I was in a seminar and I raised my hand and I said, you know what? I am not Mabel. I am Mabel. You know, that was, it was like a change of personalities even. What triggered this is that one day my oldest son talked to me angry, as the same as I used to talk to him. And he was like my mirror. I recognized he had learned that from me. That's not what I wanted to teach him. And in that moment, my life changed because I made a decision. And I said, Mabel, you have to do something. I realized I was looking for happiness in the wrong places. So, and, you know, even in migrating here, I wouldn't recommend to anybody. I mean, we were very successful with my ex-husband. I've been very successful on my own as an accountant, now with my new career, let's say. But being an immigrant is not easy at all, you know, to let go of, you know, being somebody somewhere, you know, to come to a place that is a different culture, different custom, different language, and learning everything and being nobody suddenly, you know, that whatever titles, whatever family you come from, nothing is nothing here. You know, kind of paying your way, but this is a place that really, well, I always knew that everything depends on you and your beliefs and your thinking and your hard work. And I was always a hard worker. So I think, you know, that paid off always and it keeps paying off.
Very, very interesting. Although you kind of have low self-esteem because we're always insecure about ourselves. I think that's natural. Yes. It's interesting. But you were, at the same time, the flip side of the equation, you were very confident in some ways in terms of pursuing specific things. So during those pivotal moments, you were able to say, wait a minute now, when I have to make choices, you end up making the right choices. So was there a common theme that sort of governs the various moments?
You know, maybe what I didn't know I was doing it at that time. And thank you for bringing me back to that. Because, I mean, there are some things that I always tell people, you have to look back to realize or to say when something works or doesn't work. You cannot judge in the moment, you know, and with expectations. But when you go back, it's interesting. Yes, you learn by going back and kind of realizing again what worked and what didn't work. You know, now that you brought me back to that, you know that I think it was stronger my wanting to be successful my desires maybe were stronger, that I was willing to go through the fear and do it anyway, or pretend that I love myself, you know, or act like that. But you know, when you are by yourself and you know how you feel, I'll give you an example. My mother used to tell me, look what people say about you. And I'm not talking to you about now that I'm a public figure and things like that. I'm talking when I was an accountant, okay? I was a normal person. So my mother used to tell me, look what people say about you, and you know, and I would look at her and it was like she was talking a different language. Till one day I realized, and when she told me that, my response was, okay, mom, but it doesn't get here, and I point it to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can get a lot of approval. You can get, you know, people to say beautiful things about yourself, but you only know what you feel inside.
Right.
The conversations that you have with yourself.
Right.
Yeah? So
right.
maybe in the outside, I looked at this very confident person and very secure,
mm-hmm.
but I only knew what was going inside of me. You know,
very, very interesting.
Because I tell you, I was a person that always depended
mm-hmm.
of what other people thought of me. I
mm-hmm.
was a people's pleaser. I put
mm-hmm.
people first, you know, because again, I had to be the perfect accountant and the perfect mother. And the,
right.
You understand what I mean? That pressure that we put on
mm-hmm.
ourselves. So
right.
that's why, no wonder why we are not happy, yes? So the big change for me was to, hey, I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
love and accept myself just the way I am. And things started changing dramatically.
Right. Very,
you
very
know,
interesting.
Realizing I didn't have to be perfect, and that what I think of myself is important, not what other people think of myself.
Right. So true. Well, you slowly becoming self-aware of yourself and who your authentic self is, because one of the things that
exactly.
people don't realize, we live three separate lives. We have me, myself, and I. The me is
mm.
our public life, like what you mentioned, is what people see you as. It's almost like a
yes.
facade, you see,
yes.
and the outside. And then myself is the true inner you, your strength, your weaknesses, your fear, your doubts, and so forth, which I tell people that's not necessarily a liability, rather an asset, because that grounds you.
Yeah, well, you know, everything is an opportunity to learn, yes?
Precisely, precisely.
So as long as you are learning, that's wonderful.
Right, right, so true. And then finally, of course, as you come to the sense of awareness, the me, myself, merge into one that is I, and you have the ability to just stand up. This is me, this is who I am, accept me for who I am, or if not, hey, it's your loss, not mine.
Yes, 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 yes.
Why did you study and master Ho'oponopono?
Okay, so when I woke up, I did
mm-hmm.
a lot of different things. A lot of things show up in my life. It's not like I had to go and look for them.
Mm-hmm.
Things just started coming, because I definitely can tell you that there is a universe that
mm-hmm.
is always observing us. You know, and always bringing us exactly what we need in that moment or what we are ready. And
right.
when I made that decision, I mean, a lot of things. I didn't know anything about metaphysics. I didn't know anything
mm-hmm.
about spirituality. So, I mean, there was a part of me that knew, but not consciously. Yes,
right,
I didn't
right.
know anything about this. And a lot of things started coming, and I felt happy for the first time in my life. I felt, oh my goodness, I found something. There is something important here. I was
mm-hmm.
really excited for the first time in my life about
mm-hmm.
something that got to my heart. You know what I mean? That's
right.
to my soul. That it wasn't like the, you know, that thing of, oh, nice house, yeah? Oh,
yes.
we bought a new house. Oh, wonderful. Oh, I'm driving a new car. Oh, wonderful. You know, but hey, that doesn't, it's not it, yeah? Okay,
yes.
So I don't know that I did a lot, but I did many things. I tried different things. I tried to go to as many seminars on weekends that I could, because I had small children at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
mm-hmm.
had a family at that time. So and I got to something that is called rebirthing. That is a
mm-hmm.
conscious breathing technique that
mm-hmm.
actually helped me a lot. But I saw a lot of drama, like, you know, every session or whatever we had, group sessions and things, training, seminars, there was a lot of drama. People just telling stories, crying, and blaming somebody. You know,
right.
the idea was, who I can blame? Somebody did something to me when I was 5 years old, you know.
Right.
And you know, and now I know who to blame. So in my mind, I had this little voice that said, there has to be an easier and faster way. There has to be an easier and faster way. And Ho'oponopono showed up actually in the rebirthing trainings, it didn't really call my attention, like, wow, you know, I'm a lightning bolt. But at one point in one of the trainings in Mount Shasta that I was assisting, the person that organized, for who then ended up being my teacher for 10 years, she was organizing for him. And she talked to us about him and the training. And I remember when I came home, I said, you know what, I think I want to go to this one. You know, I'm going to go to the Ho'oponopono training. And that's how I went to my first Ho'oponopono training in Omaha, Nebraska, July of 1997. And then it's a long story. I started organizing for my teacher first, and then I started teaching with him, and then I ended up teaching by myself.
Fantastic. Well, the only thing I see wrong with that, you should have gone to Hawaii.
You know, I know a lot of people think that I had to go to Hawaii to learn this. You know, I spent time in Hawaii. Actually, my teacher moved to Los Angeles. He was living in Hawaii, but he moved to Los Angeles.
I say, it's a shame. Could you stay there another year? I said I could go to Hawaii.
Exactly. Well, I have to tell you that I definitely have something to heal with Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to Hawaii, there are very difficult times for me. The most, I don't know, weird things happen to me there. So definitely I have some karma there that I have to heal, and I hopefully I'm doing it right, yes?
Right. That's true. That's very interesting. Experiencing Hawaii in Nebraska, I like that very much.
Yes. Well, my teacher used to say that home is inside of you. It has nothing
to do
with the outside, you know, or the physical environment or whatever. And
that's
as
correct.
I traveled the world all these years, I can tell you, home is really inside of us.
That's true.
So
very,
Hawaii
very true.
Is inside of us too.
So true. One of the things that I really like, you mentioned quite a bit about your mom earlier. How was your mom, the wind beneath your wings?
You touch on something very important, because I used to fight a lot with my mother. Yes, I didn't have I didn't have a very easy relationship. I wasn't a very easy child. Mm-hmm. I was a rebel. You know, I always wanted to know why not. You know, so she would give up. You know, with me, I say, oh, go, you know, because I make her so tired with why not, you know. So, and I wasn't, you know, the best behaved person in a school either. I was, I was getting away with things, you know. I wasn't very, I didn't like to study a lot, but I never gave big problem, but I had a personality thing. I would talk too much, you know, during class and things like that, you know. So it was more a behavioral than other things, but nothing major. Something that my mother used to say is, one thing is, I will not have to worry about her. And that's true. She never had to worry about me. You know, I always was very resourceful person. Now, it is important, the question that you are making, because of Ho'oponopono and what I teach and what I practice, my relationship got much, much better. I used to go once a year to Argentina to present, and I always made it coincide with her birthday. So usually my seminars had to do, to be, sometimes it would fall, you know, during her birthday and everything. And she used to come to all my training. When she came to Los Angeles, she used to come to my teacher's trainings in, and they were in English. She didn't understand English, but she after the training, she would say, I didn't understand anything, but I feel so good, you know. and that's what happened with the trainings, you know.
We
can talk more about later. But the reason why your question is so important is that my mother passed away in 2017. I was in India with a group of women that I was leading there. From India, I was going on my European tour. That, again, it was, you know, a two-month tour. And and I knew my mother was in the hospital, and I knew, you know, the time came, and I was dealing with, do I go to Argentina or not? Because if I went to Argentina, I could only go from Monday to Wednesday to Friday, because during the weekends I had trainings that I was committed to. Well, at one point, to make the story short, I decided to go to Argentina. I traveled 2 days and to be with her only 2 days. And the thing is that those were I would say one of the most important days in my life, where I learned so much. So my mother really believed, and my mother really practiced everything that she learned in my trainings. And she practices during her transition. So she would say things like, you know, you guys are holding me back. I finished my work here on earth, and you guys are holding me back, you know? She was more than ready to go. She didn't have, she was not fearful, you know, of death or things like that. So it was an amazing experience. And I was able to see my mother in a completely different way that I saw her all my life. And I realized how much I had in common with her, how much she was really my wing, you know, behind. And I realized she was an amazing person that probably during my lifetime, because of, you know, memories and things and that play, you know, in relationships, I couldn't appreciate her as much.
Very interesting.
I think she was my family, my nephew say I am the same, you know, that for them to be with me is the same as being with my mother, that we had so much, we are so much alike physically and I think, you know, personality-wise too.
Right. That's very, very interesting. It's wonderful to hear what you mentioned about your mom. By the way, you're listening to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. Our podcasts are available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry Podcasting, TuneIn Radio, Mixcloud, Podchaser, Listen Notes, and Hophopper. I'm Johnny Tan, your host, and my guest for this morning is Mabel Katz. She is an internationally acclaimed World Peace Ambassador and is recognized as a leading authority on Ho'oponopono, the ancient Hawaiian art and practice of problem solving for achieving happiness and peace. In addition to conducting workshops worldwide, Mabel brings her unique brand of awareness to prison inmates, special needs children, and dozens of corporations seeking to achieve peak performance through deeper self-awareness. Her books have been translated into more than 20 languages. We're having a conversation about her remarkable life's journey and her latest book, Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. Mabel, when did you realize you attained the rhythmic flow of peace, happiness, and abundance in your pursuit?
Well, one day, Johnny, I decided to let go and trust. And that made a big difference in my life. So I was not a believer. I thought, you know, life was hard. And you had to work hard, you know, for your money and everything. I never believed that I could have, there was a God or there was a universe supporting me or anything. So I was alone. And one day, because I had, maybe you want to call it luck, that I was able to share with Dr. Ihalia Kalahulen, who was my teacher, and to realize how much he believed and the connection that he had with divinity and everything, it was like one day, I mean, you know, you observe things, you see results. So one day I said, what the heck, you know, I'm going to let go and trust and see what happened. And since then, all I do is let go and trust, you know, because I like the results. I realize I'm not, like I told you, you know, when I made the decision, Mabel, you have to do something, you know, you're looking for happiness in the wrong places. And suddenly all these things start showing up and now I'm aware I mean, maybe they were there always, yes, and I wasn't even paying attention.
Right.
So the universe will really work with you if you allow it. So
mm-hmm.
we need to know that we all have a connection. For example, Dr. Bruce Lipton defines it as two antennas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
mm-hmm.
work with two antennas. So which channel are you listening to?
That's
so
correct.
When I realized I didn't know as much as I thought I mm-hmm. knew, when I became kind of a child again, when I became more humble, my
mm-hmm.
life completely changed. Because then I allowed a part of me that knows better to guide me.
Right
now, you know, we go with intellect, what we think we know. Now we have, if we have university titles, we are somebody. If not, you are
mm-hmm.
nobody.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a relationship, there is something wrong with you. You understand what I mean? All
right.
those things that we, unfortunately, you know, programmed us somehow. So
mm-hmm.
now we need to unlearn to be able to relearn. We have to listen more to our hearts. We need to do more what resonates with us, what it works, you know, what it feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Know
mm-hmm.
what it is right. Because,
right.
I mean, especially in the times that we are living right now, we realize, you know, it wasn't working. We thought it was working, but it wasn't. So there are a lot of things that we need to really go inside and wonder, yes? And
right.
set different priority or appreciate, you know, things that we weren't appreciating or being grateful for things that we weren't really grateful
right.
for before, that
right.
we didn't think it, you know, we weren't paying attention.
Right. So true. What is the significance of the fleur-de-lis?
Okay. Thank you for asking that. So in Ho'oponopono, we talk about cleaning tools. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what
mm-hmm.
are we cleaning in Ho'oponopono? We are cleaning memories that are playing in our subconscious mind that we had accumulated and that are somehow controlling our life, making decisions for us unconsciously. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because we are kind of in automatic. So the idea is how you become more conscious, how you can become the observer, how you can make conscious decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That will bring you different results. So the fleur-de-lis is one tool that I received in Israel. I was presenting in Israel, and actually I used to ask for cappuccinos. I like cappuccinos a lot. So
mm-hmm.
I would ask for a cappuccino, and on top of the foam, it would come this fleur-de-lis. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
maybe I'm making it up, you know? So anyway, and then I come back to Israel, another opportunity. I am by myself, and here comes the cappuccino, and I see the fleur-de-lis, yes?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
But at that time, now I get the chills. So I
mm-hmm.
realize this is a message for me, yes?
Yes?
I'm not a very sensitive person because you have to realize I have so much training in the business world most of
right.
my life, you know, as an accountant in the business community, men's
right.
world, you know, and
mm-hmm.
everything. That's where, you know, kind of I grew up. I started working very young. So I don't get the chills very often, you know, like other people. I'm not that sensitive like
right,
other people.
Right.
Yeah. So I get the chills, and then kind of I ask, and I say, is this a tool? And more chills. And then I ask, is this for me to share? And more chills, you know? So so I paid attention. And at that time, I was still in contact with my teacher. And so I emailed him, and I asked him to check for me. Yes, and I said, I received this tool. Could you check? And then a whole meditation that he got
mm-hmm.
regarding the fleur-de-lis came back as a very important tool to work on memories of slavery and wars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all that stuff. And actually, that's exactly what we are working on right now, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very important tool that helps us to let go, to allow God to transmute, to allow God to inspire us, you know, open
mm-hmm.
doors for us and things like that. So We use it a lot. You can use it mentally. As, you know, I put the floor, the lease on the situation or the person or whatever, something that helps you to let go. And also it became my world peace campaign, actually. You know, it developed into my world peace campaign, that is, peace begins with me, inner peace is world peace. So, and we use, you know, the fleur de lis in different products like bracelets and pins and things that help us to do this Ho'oponopono work 24 hours a day. Because many times we are not going to do it, you know.
Right.
We are going to engage, we are going to think, we are going to react. So these things help us, you know, to do, to be doing this cleaning 24/7.
Very, very interesting.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. It's interesting to whereby the fleur de lis, my exposure to it is that I first came to the United States. I lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Louisiana is a French, for lack of a better term, I guess, province prior to the United States,
that is.
Yes, and so it's very, very interesting.
So they have the fleur de lis.
Everywhere, yes. And there's more to the story, the things that I've done. And so, but it's very, very interesting that the connections that, respectfully, you and I have.
You know, Johnny, you will find it everywhere, actually. Right now, a lot of people are not even related, you know, to Ho'oponopono or French or anything, are saying this is actually, it brings a lot of wisdom. You know, it's actually a tool that brings you a lot of wisdom. You can find it everywhere, you know, for metaphysical people, you know, Saint Germain used to use it.
Yes.
I mean, but Jesus used to use the fleur de lis and everything. So I humbly, you know, saying, you know, it came to me. It's a very, very important tool. So thank you.
Right.
I mean, nobody asked me about this. So thank you.
Well, thank you. How was zero frequency conceived?
Okay. So I've been doing zero frequency trainings for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And I have been trying to write this book for 10 years. Ho'oponopono is esoteric, spiritual, and theoretical somehow, you know? So I still do this, the Ho'oponopono seminars, the one-day seminar that I offer on Ho'oponopono. And because what we've been talking about means still be intellectual, coming from the business world and everything, being a very practical person, I needed to be able to give experiences to people. Yeah, because again, you go and you say, okay, yeah, you say thank you, I love you, you use the fleur de lis, but people need something else, you know, to grab. Again, because I am an intellectual person, I can relate to intellect. So I know what it took me to believe, what it took me to let go and trust, what it took me to really practice this. So I share in the trainings everything that helped me to realize, because I always say awareness is curative. You know, the first step is to be aware you need to make a change. The first step is to be aware you are 100% responsible, and as you change, everything changes. It's not the other way around. So, and that you have everything that you need inside of you. You know, you don't depend on anything or anybody outside of yourself to change. So I needed to give practical things to people, because in the beginning, I used to do, I committed to Ho'oponopono, but not 100%. Yes, so I still was doing other training. But I realized that some other trainings helped me to go back to Ho'oponopono with much more confident. Yeah, Ho'oponopono is too simple, it's too easy, so the intellect will disregard it. It will not trust that something so simple can make, you know, such big changes. So so I give people in the zero frequency training, it gives me the opportunity to give more information, to tell more stories, to make people to do processes, you know, individually, in one-on-one, in groups, and help ourselves. The other thing is, like I told you before, I was not planning to change careers, but I stumbled with my passion, and I realized that it's basic that we do what we love, that we all have to connect with our passion, that that's a very important part in your life to be able to attract things effortlessly. Because when you do what you love, money, resources, everything comes. It suddenly looks like you are lucky, you know, with the things that start happening to you. Because you are in that zero frequency. You are like that river, you know, that finds a rock, because there will be rocks, but you go around them. You don't stop and talk to the rock, you know, and try to convince the rock to move, you know, or to do what you want. So it is being in the frequency where you might have things happening to you that you don't like. You might have problems and challenges and whatever, but you don't engage as much. You don't react. And you know that they are perfect for you because they are giving you the opportunities. Opportunities to learn, to grow, and to correct, to make amends, you know, because they are memories. So zero frequency, this is also very important how this book came about, because like I said, I was trying to write it for 10 years, and I felt that the universe was against me, to be honest with you. It was like one obstacle in front of the other. I mean, the next, I was like, okay, what next? For me not to write it, or for me not to find the right people, the right editors, or not, well, anyway. The last manuscript, again, a lot of things. I could write a book about everything that went wrong, you know. The last manuscript, the editor was supposed to edit it in 2 months. We even had a contract, and it took a year, okay? Anyway, it was ready in July of 2019. But the book was published July 2020. And when I went to to a studio to record the audiobook, I couldn't believe what I had written there. I mentioned pandemic. I mentioned pandemic of peace and love that can heal. I'm talking about changing humanity. I'm talking about homeschooling. I said, what was I thinking? This book was for these times. It wasn't for even for 2019. This is the book for these times, the times that we are living right now. So sometimes being a zero frequency is also accepting, you know, when things don't go your way, and keep going. That's what I did for 10 years. I had my moments, you know, or, oh, you don't want me to write this book. Okay, I will not write it, you know, like, you know, upset. But it's not like I was upset for 10 years. It's that I had my moments, and you wonder why things, you know, somebody would tell you that we'll do a job in 2 months and it will take 1 year, you know? You know, so I was thinking, I mean, this cannot be happening to me. But but sometimes the universe has to slow you down. Sometimes the universe will stop you, but because it's the right thing for you.
So true. That's very, very true.
Yeah. So anyway, zero frequency came up because I needed to convey to people in a more or connect with people at a more intellectual level. Zero frequency is a little bit more intellectual, where I tell you so many stories of things that happened to me, you know, even with IRS audits, representing people, I started my own practice when I was always an employee. I always worked for CPA offices, and because of Ho'oponopono and because of letting go and trusting, I create, you know, my own practice, going through a divorce, while going through a divorce when I needed security. So when you start letting go and trusting, amazing things happen. But you really have to let go, and you really have to trust.
So true. That's very, very interesting. What is keeping us from zero?
Well, thinking, worrying, you know, because somehow, you know, zero is about being present, and we are never present.
Right.
So, for example, in my trainings, it's not like I take them to zero and they are in zero all day. I show them when they are not at zero and how they can come back. That's the idea, That when you end, when you finish, or while you are reading the book, you are already, you can already have tools and ways of going back to zero, being more aware. So you have to realize if you are thinking you are in the past, if you are worried you are in the future. Those mm-hmm. are the worst things we can do when we have a problem. But that's what we learn, yes? We were mm-hmm. told that if we didn't think, we were kind of stupid. You know, we were saying, use your head, you know. Or if we didn't worry, we were irresponsible. And we created a very irresponsible world. We created mm-hmm. a very unhappy world. So we need to realize we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. there are things that we need to change. And again, when we change, everything changes.
Very, very interesting. That's so true. How do the perfection, power, and reality of our subconscious mind facilitate our journey to zero?
Zero frequency is based on Ho'oponopono. It's the only mm-hmm. thing I practice
mm-hmm.
for a long time. I see results. I love it. It's easy. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I call it the easiest way, actually. All my previous books are called the easiest way. The easiest mm-hmm. way to grow, the easiest way to live. But because I always say I found it. But
mm-hmm.
Everything is based on the work of Ho'oponopono. And Ho'oponopono works with the subconscious mind. What is it in me? 100% responsibility. What is it in mm-hmm. me that is creating this? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
knowing that it's all, everything is memories. Everything is the screen showing me the programs that are inside of me. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
zero frequency is allowing ourselves to be more conscious and making decisions from a conscious mind, from an aware, you know,
mm-hmm.
mind, instead of allowing my subconscious to keep choosing for me. That's why we also say life is replay memories. If
mm-hmm.
I don't let go, if I don't take responsibility, I will keep replaying. For example, one example that I give to people, when I
mm-hmm.
talk about, first of all, when I talk about 100% responsibility, I'm not saying you are guilty or
right.
you are bad or you are a sinner. We all have memories that are playing in our subconscious mind that are somehow affecting, yes?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the thing is this. I give the example of a bad relationship, an abusive relationship,
mm-hmm.
yeah? So some people say, no, because it's the other person, yes?
Yeah.
So you don't, because you are responsible, doesn't mean you have to stay in the relationship, because you can be aware enough to say, enough is enough, I love myself, I'm not going to allow this anymore. Yes, I'm going
right.
to take good care of myself. But if you leave the relationship thinking that is the other person, you lose. Because
right.
guess what? You are going to replay it in another
That's
relationship.
Correct.
Could be
That's
a work.
Correct.
It could be another in romantic. It could be with kids. It could be in the supermarket. You are going to start attracting people that keep abusing you or treating you badly. But because you didn't heal. You didn't do your work. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that is the awareness that we have to have, you know, to make better decisions, to work on ourselves, to realize we are 100% responsible.
So
I think
true.
That's the most important thing. Yes? So the 100% responsibility will set you free. For example, when I realized I was 100% responsible, I said, wait a minute. So that means I created it? Oh, I can change it.
right.
You know,
right.
I felt free for the first time in my life. I didn't
right.
depend on anybody or anything.
Right. That's very, very interesting. You're listening to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. Our podcasts are available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry Podcasting, TuneIn Radio, Mixcloud, Podchaser, Listen Notes, and Hubhopper. My guest is Marbelle Katz. She is an internationally acclaimed World Peace Ambassador and is recognized as a leading authority on Ho'oponopono, the ancient Hawaiian art and practice of problem solving for achieving happiness and peace. In addition to conducting workshops worldwide, Marbelle brings her unique brand of awareness to prison inmates, special needs children, and dozens of corporations seeking to achieve peak performance through deeper self-awareness. Her books have been translated to more than 20 languages. We're having a conversation about her remarkable life's journey and her latest book, Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. I'm your host, Johnny Tan. Well, Marbelle, let's talk about one of the things that I really loved that you did was you worked with prison inmates. Can you share with us your experiences in doing that?
Yes, to be honest with you, that's kind of my passion, you know, to be able to, for example, every time I go to a country, my organizer knows that I want to contribute, you know, to pay back somehow, you know, with sometimes I go to talk to children, that, homeless children. We go to special schools with autistic or Down syndrome. I love to work with kids. You know, it's really my passion. I have two children's books too. And one of the things is going to jails is such a learning experience for me. I always learn. So my very first was in Mexico, a women's jail. And just before entering, I found out that there could be very dangerous ladies there. You know, we thought it was our first experience for the people that were taking me and myself. And we thought, well, maybe there are people that just, you know, took something that it wasn't theirs or something. But no, just before we go in, we found out there could be very dangerous people there. Anyway,
right.
It was my first experience, and I didn't have a clue what I was going to say. And I have to tell you, I don't have a clue what I'm saying in my seminars either. It's not like I prepare myself, you know, or I need to be prepared. But because I always want to come from inspiration and not my intellect.
Right.
The first thing, Johnny, that came out of my mouth that day, that it was shocking for me and everybody, I said, hey, I said, this is a spiritual retreat. I said, you don't have to cook to go to the market. You don't have to do all the things that you did before. What do you do with your time here? This is time to connect with yourself, to connect with God, to talk about uplifting things. I said, what do you talk about? Do you tell stories, you know, of the past or something, you know? So it was amazing. And one lady raised her hand and she says, you know, Mabel, I'm a lawyer. And I did everything that was wrong, I was in. You know, I did a lot of wrong things in my life. He says, but I found peace here, she told me.
Right.
And she showed me there were two young ladies, and she says, but I don't know how to help them, how to convey it to them. You know? Because he says, so they don't waste their time. So, Johnny, you know that day they were so much at peace that they called us from the jail and said that they went to see if they escaped or something, because there wasn't any fight, there wasn't any screaming, you know, or things like that, that they thought that maybe they had escaped. And and I was thinking, see, we don't actually believe in peace. We don't trust peace. It's outside of our comfort zone. If something is too quiet, even with the kids, you go and check what they are doing because they must be doing something wrong. That is also an awareness that we have to have. And then I went to jails then in Chile, in Argentina, in Colombia. In Colombia, the guys were, we were in a big patio. It was like they were in a break and everybody was there.
Right.
And there was a bunch of maybe 50 that actually, over to the area that we were presenting and everything. I had men crying. And in any jail that I went, somebody mentioned the Bible and mentioned that what I was saying was in the Bible. In Argentina, they even mentioned Eckhart Tolle, you know, to me. And things like that. So you would be surprised of, I think that it is a place where you have to go inside. You don't have other choice, yes?
Yes. You
know what I told them in Mexico? I said, you know, we are outside, yes? And we think we are free, but we are not.
Right.
Because of the noise, because of the thinking, because of the worrying, you know, and all the stuff. We are always so busy. We are slaves of our thinking.
Right.
And we think we are free, but we are not.
Right.
So, I mean, I had amazing, and I think it's a great place for everybody to learn. You know, the ones we visit and the ones that are there. For many
Wonderfully
reasons.
Put. Wonderfully put. It was very, very interesting in the sense that we are actually the prisoner of our thoughts.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Why is gratitude an essential ingredient in our zero frequency journey?
We are frequency. We are energy. We are vibration. We don't realize
right.
that. Yeah.
Right.
So depends on your feelings and your emotions and your thinking. You are affecting your frequency and your energy and your vibration. So as soon as you think, let's say that you are in a difficult situation. And as soon as you go into what could I be grateful for because of, you know, this person or this difficult person or this difficult situation or things like that, your vibration completely changes.
Right.
So
that's true.
Your perception changes, yes? And then you are not hurting yourself as much, yeah, with your anger and your resentment and things like that. Because there is always a blessing behind everything. But because we are so much into seeing through our memories, let's say, that we cannot see beyond, and we get stuck and we make problems, you know, bigger and worse. So being grateful immediately raises your vibration. So it could be the things that I can be grateful for because of this situation, or maybe the things that I can be grateful for in general, yes, in my life. And that can make a big difference.
That's true. Very true. Can anyone learn peace?
I think it's a choice, Johnny. You decide what makes you happy or unhappy. You make the choice what brings you peace or what gets you off, you know? I think it's a decision. I feel that happiness and peace are choices. And abundance, just keep at it, you know? It depends on your frequency. Then, you know, it's easier, it's more difficult, it comes, it doesn't come, you know, whatever. So I think the most important is that we become happy people, yeah? And peace kind of fall into, because when you are kind of happy, you are at peace. And so they kind of go together, yes? And immediately everything gets added, and you don't have to work as hard. And suddenly life is much easier.
That's true. That's very true.
And whatever is right and perfect just comes to you.
Very true. How do we know we are right where we are supposed to be?
That is trusting. You have to trust that the universe knows better, that everything is perfect, that the universe is perfect, so that there is a gift, that there is a blessing there for you to be where you are right now. So if you see it like that, it's like no more problem, but really more blessings will come to your life when you see life like that. We have to realize that, again, you know, when I talk about God, I have to tell you I found it inside of me. It's not about, I'm not talking about any religion. On the contrary, spirituality makes us family, yes? Unite us,
right.
Brings peace, yes? So has nothing to do with religion. And what I call God is a part of me that created me, that knows me better than anybody else, that knows all my problems, and is only waiting for me to ask for help, because otherwise he cannot help. Our free choice is what kills us. because we choose from a very ignorant part of us. We choose from not knowing. We choose from an arrogant part of us. So we got in so much trouble because of that. But it's a gift that it was given to us, and it's called free choice. And unfortunately, you know, our life depends on our free choices. And And you know, that is like a ripple effect, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
only you affect a lot of people, you affect your community, you affect your family, and the world.
Right.
So again, peace begins with us. And
right.
till we are not at peace, the world will not be at peace. And until we don't change, nothing will change.
That's true. Every action causes a reaction.
And
exactly. It's in the cycle. So true. Where can someone go to get more information about you, buy your books, enroll in your webinars and programs, and keep up with your latest happenings?
Well, thank you for asking. If you go to zerofrequency.com, you have you go to /book.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when you buy the book from Amazon, you come back to this page and you get $100 bonuses. One is my very first Zero Frequency training here in California that my teacher participated in that
mm-hmm.
one. So in that one, you have Dr. Hulen too. And then an amazing training we did with Don Miguel Ruiz, DC Cordova, Gary Quinn, and others here in California too, that is in video, and it has amazing processes, amazing things that you can do, practice, ideas, inspiration. So you get that for free when you buy the book in Amazon, Kindle or paper. And
mm-hmm.
and then you will see there is a webinar that I'm offering that is Finding Your Purpose, because for me, again, a perfect world would be one that we all do what we love. Yeah, that will make it such a big difference in
right.
the world. And anyway, I have my website, mabelcast.com, where there are free resources. In the Zero Frequency, it's also a free starter pack that
mm-hmm.
you receive part of the books and videos. And then what else? And in my social media, I'm always supporting, especially, you know, since the pandemic, I'm trying to do weekly lives, supporting people. And it's Mabel Katz fan page. But
mm-hmm.
then at Instagram, Mabel Katz, you can find me in YouTube as Mabel Katz, also my channel. I'm everywhere. if something resonated, if anything that you want to know a little bit more, even in the mabelkatz.com, in the free resources area, there is a free Ho'oponopono video course, basic Ho'oponopono.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, because some people maybe, you know, they just found out, you know, as a
mm-hmm.
audience, what
mm-hmm.
is that? I cannot even pronounce it.
So true. What is next for you?
Well, some things are opening up for me. I did a training last week in Mexico. That was kind of a miracle thing. They
mm-hmm.
allow us over 230 people. So it was very
mm-hmm.
emotional, you know, after all these months and after everything we all went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing something. I am actually presenting in Miami, October 24th, a one-day Ho'oponopono training.
Mm-hmm.
That it will be English with translation to Spanish. And
mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I actually don't. You know, I didn't plan much before, so imagine now. Impossible to plan right now. Even if you want to, you cannot.
Right, right, right. So true. As we close this hour, since our show is about people, family, and living life, would you like to share a recipe for living with our listeners this morning?
Well, I would like to say just, love yourself, trust yourself, be yourself. For me, that's basic, and it will change your life and your family's life and everybody. It's the best gift you can give to people. Putting yourself first, doing what you love, doing what works for you, it will be a gift for everybody around you.
So true. Mabel, thank you for the great recipe for living and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. It has been a true pleasure, ma'am. Thank you again, and have a very blessed day.
Thank you, Johnny. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.